Katie Malawi, spokeswoman for the health department, said the first rule is keeping track of your spending.
It's easy to just, you know, whip out the debit card, run it through the machine, and then all of a sudden you look at your statement and there's $300 gone on what you're not quite sure. We've got sheets online that you can download that you can actually write in your expenses, your spending habits on thrivinglives.org. Or there's another great site called mint.com, M-I-N-T, and it's been reviewed by all of these banks and agencies to be very secure, and you put in all of your information and it tracks all of your spending for you, and you can go and recategorize every purchase. So really find out how much you spend at the liquor store every month or on hair products or gas and fuel. It's pretty fascinating.
It's also important to look at the values behind your spending and how you balance the long term and the short term.
You may have a strong retirement plan as a priority. You know, I really want to have a lot of money saved up when I retire. Now, when you go and you buy that impulse buy on the shoes or the new mountain bike, does that reflect that value of building a strong retirement plan? And so to really think about what your long-term values and goals are and do those reflect in your day-to-day spending habits.
Yeah, that's a daily struggle, though. I could die tomorrow, so I better buy the bike.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could reach retirement, not have had any fun. So there is a fine balance between the two.
Malawi also said you should examine how your spending reflects the social and political values you may have.
Do you value health insurance for all? Do you value fair wages? Do you value environmental stewardship from companies? And if you do, yet you're choosing to spend your money with companies that don't reflect those values, you are encouraging those behaviors. And as Americans, I think one of the most effective ways we have to stand up for an ideal is through our spending. You know, that seems to be the most effective ways to get companies to change their behaviors is if we don't support them.
She said by looking carefully at what you spend for utilities or services, you can save money.
You can take and have your utilities spread out throughout the year. And for some families, that might be easier to have a more consistent bill each month. And then also, you know, your cell phone. How often do we check with our cell phones or insurance companies and say, hey, you know, if I change my plan, can I get a better deal? Can I get more service? And it just takes a simple phone call because they're not going to reach out to their customers and say, hey, let me save you $20 a month. So continually check in with your providers to see if there are upgrades or additions to the plans that you can take advantage of.
Finally, don't let your debt get ahead of you.
We live in such a culture where everybody's got credit card debt. It just seems so easy and acceptable. But it really does matter long term because all that money you're putting towards something that you bought that you probably don't even have anymore is still money coming out of your pocket in addition to the interest rates that could be going into that retirement plan or saving for that vacation. And if you really think about it, most of the purchases I think most of us make on our credit card aren't the really good long-term tangible items that we'll see or remember for a while. Maybe it's dinner or a pair of shoes. So to really think about paying off those bills because then that way that money that we earn is still ours. And we have even more of an ability to choose where we spend it besides being forced to give it to the credit card company.
Katie Malawi from the Thriving Lifestyles Program at Summit County. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brothwell.